Hello, everyone, and welcome to Old Glory Network, your home for conservative thinking and common sense values. The phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is one of the most infamous phrases mankind has ever known. It is the motto of the most free and prosperous nation the world has ever seen. Wouldn't it be strange to think someone would want to take such values away from a society? Well, we're going to talk about that question today. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to never stop fighting for our great flag. Now, here is your host.
America. Wake up, America. It's time for another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. Now, the title of my subject today is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. To Democrats, apologizing for a wrong act, a lie, or a proposed plan of action is an art form. They act as if they believe if they are guilty of any of improper actions, all they have to do is say, "I'm sorry," and all will be forgiven. Well, I'm sorry, but saying I'm sorry doesn't change what you did. It doesn't erase your past. Redemption does not heal a sore. Also, have you noticed how often they accuse Republicans of doing or saying something they claim was offensive and ask them to apologize? "Do you take that back?" they say. "Would you like to apologize? Would you like to say you're sorry?" Well, most of the time, the Republican is not guilty of their accusations. But if they can get them to say, "Well, I'm sorry," then they will forever claim they admitted to being guilty of their accusation. Such actions shows a lack of integrity by the Democrats. I challenge you to identify one leader in the Democrat Party who has an ounce of integrity. There's still some good Democrats spread out across the countryside, but they are not part of the leadership. The leadership from top to bottom are dishonest, lack even a tiny bit of integrity. Most are immoral and on the take. They're pro-union. They support abortion. They favor keeping blacks poor and uneducated, blacks without fathers, overtaxing, overregulation, liberal judges, election theft, and numerous other anti-American activities. Now, would you want a banker, an accountant, a doctor, a mechanic, a realtor, or a restaurateur without integrity? Would you want a congressperson, a senator, or a president without integrity? Well, why do voters keep electing Democrats? No matter what your profession or occupation, if you have integrity, nothing else is needed. And without integrity, nothing else counts. Now, that's a quote from Winston Churchill, and I took the privilege of changing just one word. Integrity is often not recognized until adversity strikes. Adversity illuminates integrity. Adversity is a time when you need integrity the most, and when the lack of it is displayed for all to see. It sticks out like a sore thumb. When adversity strikes, a person or a corporation where integrity is lacking, failure is usually the result. Failure is failure. size really doesn't matter. It can be a giant corporation or a beginning little company. Integrity will take you a long way on the road to success. Words, no matter how eloquently spoken or flowery sounding, pales in comparison to simply doing the right thing. Right for freedom. Right for capitalism. Right for American incentive. Right for property rights. Right for security. And right for the United States Constitution. Now, speaking of what's right, here's something that is not right. It has been reported that during the Obama administration, the Washington interns were recommended that they read Saul Alinsky's book called Rules for Radicals. And it's also reported that the National Education Society or Association made the same suggestion to their students and their staff and teachers. Is there any wonder why we have young men and women rioting in the streets today, setting businesses, churches, cop cars on fire? Destruction of historical statues and looting of retail stores. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think it's right for a Democrat administration to encourage young interns to study a book on rules for radicals written by a known communist? And for the NEA, National Education Association, suggest the same book to young students? No, 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 that's just not right. We know that many of those Black Lives Matter groups and the Antifa groups have studied and trained by Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals. Now, how often have you been taught that you reap what you sow? Well, we are reaping what Obama's administration sowed. One other thing, when the National Education Association urges our youth to study trash like Rules for Radicals, that's all the proof I need to terminate the National Education Association once and for all. Sheep should not train wolves to kill sheep. Cats should not train dogs to attack cats. And free people who live by the rule of law should not train our youth to be anarchist. We are a country founded on principles of freedom, the rule of law, worship of God, property rights, ensure domestic tranquility, and equal rights for all. That, ladies and gentlemen, leaves no room for destruction of property, theft of property, takeover of others' property, murdering others, and denying others of their constitutional authority to the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Saul Alinsky, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa all share the goal of destroying the successful, the wealthy, corporate titans. This, ladies and gentlemen, would be a terrible mistake for the entire country. You know, when you injure the wealthy, you kill the poor. The only hope for the poor of society is for the wealthy to do well, to grow, to profit. We should all work to improve the wealthy. If you deny or reduce opportunity for the wealthy, you eliminate opportunity for the poor. Opportunity is the hope for the future. All jobs and opportunities are provided by the wealthy. And the more successful the wealthy get, the more expansion and jobs they can provide. The less successful, the less jobs, and the less opportunities. Thus, the old saying, don't kill the goose that lays the golden eggs. So, destroy the wealthy, destroy the egg layer. Good day. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at krwoodproductions.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and happy trails till we meet again next week.